January 24th. OMG, OMG, OMG. I just got a letter that's pretty much freaking me out. I think I know who wrote it. Dear Miss Know-It-All, I met a girl last September and we immediately hit it off. She's cool, smart, funny, and a talented artist. I'm beginning to think we could be good friends, or maybe even more. But I'm really bad at expressing myself, and whenever I try to tell her how I feel, I panic and just end up staring at her like an idiot. My biggest fear is how she'll react, because I'm not really sure if she likes me back. I'm also worried she'll find out that I don't come from a wealthy family like all the other kids at this school. I haven't told anyone about that because I'm afraid they'll treat me differently. Should I be honest with her and risk being rejected, or keep everything to myself so we can stay friends? Shy guy. What if Brandon wrote this about me? Squee! OMG, I just had the most horrible thought. What if Brandon is writing about Mackenzie? Maybe he likes her and not me. Dear Shy Guy, please, think things through carefully before you tell your friend you like her. It could be the best decision you ever made in your life, or it could lead to immediate doom and despair. It's safe to say that if she is an awkward yet adorable shy girl, you have nothing to fear. You should totally tell her you like her. She probably definitely likes you too. But if you're crushing on a lip gloss addicted CCP with a personality faker than her glue on eyelashes, I can only say this. Don't do it. She's a mean, selfish snob, and you should run away screaming. Not that I know her. Your friend, Miss Know-It-All. P.S. Good luck. You're gonna need it. Okay, I admit my letter was a little biased, but you'll never guess what happened next. Shortly after my advice was published in the newspaper, Brandon actually asked me if I wanted to skip lunch and work on an extra credit project with him in bio. And while we worked, we had a serious chat. He said there was a lot of stuff he wanted to share with me about his background, but he was a little nervous about it. He said he felt so comfortable around me because I was honest and truthful and comfortable in my own skin, unlike Mackenzie. And I didn't pretend to be something that I wasn't because I was very secure. He actually said I was an inspiration to him and that he admired me and considered me one of his best friends at WCD. OMG, I was so flattered. But then I started to panic when I realized he was totally wrong about me. I don't possess any of those good qualities. As a matter of fact, Brandon doesn't really know the real me at all. But it isn't his fault. I am just the biggest phony at WCD, maybe even bigger than Mackenzie. After that conversation, I am super worried about our friendship. I am so not who he thinks I am. But I really, really want to be that girl because he totally deserves to have a friend like her. I'm just way too insecure and afraid he won't like the very dorky person that Nikki Maxwell really is. Why is my life so complicated?